This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
My name is Jen Hazel, and I have with me Jane Berger. We're going to talk big. Jane, do you have a passage?
I love how you asked that. I just happen to have a passage here. This is still pretty early in the book, page 67. If I possessed the anxiety and depression combo meal everyone else had, then why was I the only one on the subway crying every morning? Why couldn't I figure out how to be like everyone else? Why did dread follow me, leaving a path of destruction everywhere I went? And this struck me. Why is it so important for us as humans to fit in? We tell our kids, follow your own path, do your own thing, be true to yourself. But somewhere along the line, while we always still stress that, there's like an inner something in us, all of us, I think, where we have that need to fit in and be like everybody else. I think there's comfort in that. You know, you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb, even if it's a good sore thumb. Why is it so vital for us as humans to be part of the crowd? And I think of that now because I've had a few different people on campus saying that they know of students who really badly want to connect with others on campus and be part of a community, part of something else. And again, I mean, I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes saying, well, you know, post-pandemic, but it's the reality. We were all so sequestered for so long. And I think now we're feeling comfortable coming out, coming together again. We realize how isolated we really were. I mean, we knew that, but I think now we're feeling it as we are trying to find connections again. And truly, we're starting over because that was a couple years ago. And so now connections that might have been made and maybe kind of fell by the wayside, or people have moved on. Maybe somebody that you connected with graduated, but you aren't there yet. We have to make these new connections. We need to reestablish where we are. This just really struck me when she said, why am I the only one? But maybe she's the only one visibly crying, if she even is. Maybe there could be, you could count 1, 2, 3. Okay, I bet you're dealing with something. 4, 5, 6, I bet you're dealing with. There's so many more people out there dealing with things that just may not have it at the surface like she does.
This is an interesting passage, and there's something you said that I want to talk about, two pieces, and I think we're going to end up having to do a part two, because this is one of those that we're diving into.
It's a big one for the big read, talk big.
Here's what I think. One of the things that you point out is the visibility of it, what you said of her crying on the subway. So as someone who, and I believe I've said this on here, well, if not, I'm saying it now, I deal with anxiety, and it manifests in many different ways physically with people that Stephanie's may be, she is crying, and others may be different things. So for me, and I'm getting real personal here, but I'm going to share because I think it's important that we talk and have open dialogue about these things, mm-hmm. is that some mornings when I have very strong anxiety, it comes out in the way of vomiting.
Oh, shoot.
And mm-hmm. it's very early in the morning, and it's before I would have put myself together before mm-hmm. if I'm getting in my car going. Maybe hers wouldn't be put together yet. Maybe she's not seeing that with someone else, but she's like, why is it just me
right.
showing this? I, quote unquote, as I say, and I was quoting the first time I said this, put myself together. That's my reaction to something that's very unpleasant that mm-hmm. I have to do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's one level of it. The second part I want to talk about, and we're going to put this into part two,
mm-hmm.
is I want to talk about the idea that you brought up of being like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been thinking a lot about this lately. So I'm going to cap us up. And when we start back, we're going to dive into that part. And I know you guys are all just like, oh, what is she going to say?
On the edge of your seats, as you should be.
We will talk about feeling connected next week. Belonging. On behalf of myself, Jen Hazel, and Jane Berger, keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.